Why a skill tree matters more than a job title. If the workplace is like a tree, a job is just a node on a branch, while the skill tree is the tree itself. Jobs disappear when organizations adjust, skill trees can migrate to any new environment. Over the past decade, the definitions of many jobs have been rewritten rapidly. The responsibility boundaries of roles such as operations, product, and data analysis are becoming increasingly blurred, and it is less and less realistic to protect yourself with a job title. What is truly stable is the combination of skills you possess. The advantage of a skill tree is visualization. A clear skill tree makes your strengths and weaknesses obvious at a glance, gives your learning plan a basis, provides material for promotion defenses, and gives you more confidence in job switching negotiations. From the organization's perspective, managers are also looking at skill trees when evaluating talent. They care about what problems you can solve, where your growth space is, and whether your combination complements the team. Drawing the tree clearly lowers the evaluation cost for the other side. Looking further ahead, a skill tree is also your tool against uncertainty. Industries fluctuate and companies reorganize, but as long as the trunk is sturdy and the branches are complete, you can always move to a new soil and grow again. So instead of worrying about job changes, turn your attention back to yourself. A little more drawing and learning today is accumulating options for your future self. A skill tree also has a hidden role. It helps you reject ineffective learning. Courses flood the market, and without this tree as a filter, you are easily dragged by anxiety into signing up, only to find after finishing that it has nothing to do with your main line. You can start with the simplest thing. Today, spend 1 hour writing down the skills you already have. Do not think too big. First, let the first tree grow. A skill tree grows with direction. A tree is not a bush. A bush spreads across the ground, but a tree grows upward. Your skill investment is the same. Scattering is worse than focusing. Spreading is worse than reaching upward. Reverse the skill trunk from job requirements. The first step in drawing a skill tree is not to start from your own preferences, but from the requirements of the target role. Open 3 to 5 job descriptions for positions you want and circle the skill words that appear most frequently. Group these high-frequency skills by field and you get the skeleton of the skill tree. For example, the skeleton of a data role is often business understanding, data processing, statistical analysis, visualization, and communication and collaboration. The benefit of working backward is that it keeps your skill tree aligned with the market. Skills are not a self-indulgent collection, but currency used to exchange for opportunities. Whatever the market needs, that is what your trunk should grow first. Pay attention to distinguishing threshold skills from bonus skills. Threshold skills determine whether you can enter the door. Bonus skills determine whether you can stand out. First meet the threshold, then differentiate on the bonus items. When working backward, also watch trend signals. Besides current job requirements, look at what leading companies in the field are hiring for. Newly appearing skill words often indicate future directions. After drawing the skeleton, do not rush to refine the leaves. The shape of the trunk and branches matters more than any specific tool, because they determine how large your skill tree can grow. There is also a variant of working backward. Work backward from project requirements. If you have an important project at hand, break out the skills it needs. The skills you fill in immediately have a place to be used, and learning efficiency is much higher. Do not forget the weight of soft skills. Hard skills let you do the work, soft skills let you be seen. Communication, collaboration, and review appear just as frequently in job descriptions and deserve a place in the trunk. The three-layer structure of a skill tree: trunk, branches, and leaves. A skill tree can be divided into three layers. The trunk is the core field, branches are the capability directions within the field, and leaves are the specific tools and methods. The lower the layer, the more concrete and executable it is. The trunk should be few but strong. A person's energy is limited. 2 or 3 trunks are enough to support a competitive career path. Too many trunks means no trunk at all. Branches should form a complete loop. Under each trunk, Place 3 to 5 branches covering the full chain from entry to advanced levels. Branches should synergize. For example, data analysis requires both a statistical foundation and analytical tools. Leaves should be continuously updated. Tools and methods update the fastest, and their value lies in solving current problems. Leaves can be changed frequently, but trunks and branches should remain relatively stable to avoid trend-chasing learning. The benefit of the three-layer structure is that it gives learning levels. If a leaf is missing, just change a tool. If a branch is missing, you need to fill a whole capability block. If a trunk is missing, you need to rethink your career direction. After layering, problem diagnosis becomes much faster. You can draw the skill tree on paper or use digital tools. The form does not matter. What matters is that it is visible in the long run, easy to modify, and truly becomes the center of your learning decisions. A way to judge whether the trunk is healthy: see whether it can explain most of your achievements over the past 3 to 5 years. If it can, the trunk was chosen right. If the achievements are mostly scattered small highlights, the trunk may need to be reconverged. The three-layer structure can also be used in reverse. When encountering a new skill, first ask which layer it is.